we really have it all? From family dynamics to being the breadwinner, we're getting into what it really means to juggle family with your career path. But before we start, we want to thank Bounty, the quicker picker-upper, for sponsoring this episode.
I was in college, a Division I athlete. I just came off of running my best season. And I found out when I was 5 months. So I had a baby like this. She came early, literally 3.5 months later, I had a baby. My whole life changed in a blink of an eye. I thought my purpose was the one thing. My purpose changed into another thing overnight. She helped me want to be the best me. Because when I'm my best, I can give her my best.
So I work hard and I make sure I tell my children all the time, everything I do, even though daddy's tired, I do it for you. And the reason why I do it for you, because I got to do better than what my father did for me.
When my daughter graduated from college with her undergrad degree, was the first time I really felt how important what I've sacrificed was to them. She said, Mom, if you were not there, I would have been so upset. I don't care if anyone is there. You had to have been there to see me do this.
Welcome back to More Than That. I know that moms are real life superheroes because growing up, I saw my own mother manage success, career, and family with so much strength, compassion, grace, and selflessness. It blows my mind to this day. So I wanted to find out how other people keep themselves together through it all. So today, we're joined by Tina Meeks, super mom and content creator for Her Life Sparkles, and First Lady, author, and Grammy Award-winning singer Erica Campbell, who will share their journey on what it truly cost to be the boss of your own life. Thank you so much for being here. Like, we know who you are, but for our listeners who might not know, how would you introduce yourself and what you do?
I am Tina Meeks. Online, I am known as Her Life Sparkles, and I am a really fabulous mommy blogger.
Now, talk to me about what you studied, what you wanted to be when you were like growing up. And does this kind of reflect it? I mean, is this at least using the skill sets you envisioned you would use?
Not at all. Honestly, growing up, like if you asked anybody who knew me as a child, I wanted to be a judge. I thought I was going to be the rich traveling auntie. I was going to go off and see the world and only come home on like holidays and special occasions and give my nieces and nephews fabulous gifts and then set back off into the sunset. And that's not my life at all. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Right. So take me back to what it was like to have your first child then. So like what was that like walking into motherhood? How did that change you at the core of who you are?
Motherhood changed everything for me because I was not the girl who dreamed of being a mother. I did not have the easiest relationship with my own mother growing up. And I think that made a large impact. So I wasn't sure myself if I could be a good mom. And then I found out I was pregnant. And because I missed so many moments with my mom, because I've always lived with my dad, I could not imagine missing moments like that from my child.
I don't know why that just made me like have chills. So is that when you decided to start Her Life Sparkles? Like when did that start?
Here's a story for you. I was working a 9-to-5. We had 2 kids. I was pregnant with my third. I had a nasty commute to get to work. So it took me like 1 hour plus to get to work and that same distance to get home.
Right.
My 2 kids, they had school and extracurricular activities. And my husband worked in California during the week. So he was only home on the weekends.
No.
And I essentially felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders because a lot of times I was physically parenting, emotionally parenting, and doing a lot of the stuff alone. So I was just like, I'm going to start a blog.
Yeah.
I didn't tell a soul. I didn't even tell my husband. Nobody. I just built it. After my kids would go to bed, I was up editing, writing, you know, trying to learn more about the influencer industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was off of social media at the time. And I was like, when I come back, I'm coming back. That's Her Life Sparkles. I showed him the website and he's like, you built this? And I'm like, Yeah, I mean, it wasn't perfect, but it looked nice for something that, you know, no web design experience. And I just hit the ground running from there and didn't quite look back.
Oh my goodness. I love that story because I highly value women who share that motherhood has real, real hardships that like everyone doesn't always talk about.
When I started Her Life Sparkles, it was to share the candid, the unpretty moments about motherhood. Motherhood is a beautiful thing, and I would not trade my kids for anything in the world. I mean,
yes.
But people will make you feel so bad if you have any complaints or any unhappy moments surrounding mothering your children. People are pro-baby. They're not really pro-mom.
Tina, come on in here.
Sad. It's frustrating and it makes you feel alone and then you swallow those feelings and then you end up imploding. And there needs to be safe spaces to talk about it within your friend groups, online, with therapists, with somebody, because you got to get that stuff out. Trying to hold all of that in will break any mama down.
Oh, okay. Because we was going to go there, but you went there anyway. And I love that you did, because I think that is one of the reasons why people love you, is you're not afraid to say, like, this is not easy.
And it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to allow for people to help. That's something I've been talking about a lot on social media lately. It's like, we don't have to do it all. You cannot be everything to everybody. And, you know, unlearning that takes some time, because we grew up watching our moms and our grandmas carry the household load on their shoulders, on their backs, and just work themselves until they're exhausted. And they did what needed to be done, but that's not okay. And that's not the message that I want to send to my daughter. That's not the message that I want to send to my sons in the event that they have wives and children in their futures, because I don't want them to feel like their wives have to do everything.
Yes.
Having my husband as a true partner has been a blessing. And him being home now, because he stepped away from corporate to help me focus on content and, you know, is becoming a creator in his own right, has given our family so much more time freedom than I can even, you know, put into words. He is here for almost every moment of the day, which is something that the kids and I had to struggle to get used to almost, because he went from essentially being the long distance dad and husband to being home every day. And it's like, we don't know what to do with ourselves anymore. Now that my husband is home creating content with me full time, he cooks. I cooked a lot when we got married.
Hello.
You want to come stand in front of this stove? Be my guest. But I am an air fryer mama. If I cannot make it in the air fryer, I am going to order it or go ask daddy, because I don't know. The stove gives me low vibrations.
Low vibrations from the stove. I know, that's right. Look, I came from a household where my dad actually cooked a lot more than my mom did too. And I mean, I'm going to say that I definitely cannot cook myself that well. So, you know, teach your daughters how to cook, child.
Yeah. But it's important to us to pour into each other and to make sure that one another takes time individually. We are a team and we do what we need to do to make sure that everything gets done and these kids are taken care of. So people feel some type of way about it, especially the cooking thing, strangers and family alike. But it's like, you don't pay the bills here, so I really don't care all that much.
I love that so much. Shout out to you and your husband, because that really sounds so beautiful. And so I just want to say congrats to you on that, sis. I know that is not easy.
It's not easy, because we have seen the dark side of that too. And
yes,
nobody likes to feel unseen and unheard. It's just, it's not pretty.
It's not okay. It's not okay. And speaking of feeling like unseen and unheard or seen and heard, there is this, well, not, I wouldn't even say now, but maybe like 10 years ago, a lot of women were wanting to have it all. Like, that was their major goal. They wanted a partner. They wanted to be the head of a Fortune 500 company, have children, like make it all work. Everybody wanted everything at the same time. What are some of the biggest misconceptions or pieces of advice you would give to someone about having it all? What do you define that as? And do you think it's a realistic perspective to even have it all?
To have it all is it's relative. You have to define what having it all means to you, because what all means to me isn't going to be the same for Gia or the next woman. And it's like, there is no right or wrong. Like, it's okay if you don't want to have kids. It's okay if you don't want to be married. It's okay if you want to work a 9-to-5 and have a side hustle. Like, you don't have to choose. Like, what makes you happy? What is your thing? What is going to spark your joy? Define that for you, not like what everybody else is doing, what you think everybody else is going to think about it. And then create a plan and, you know, reverse engineer how you're going to work toward that. You the only one that got to wake up and be happy with what you have going on. So what does having it all look like for you?
Because that's the life you're going to have to show up for. Yep. Ain't nobody show up for you but you. Balancing parenthood and career is no walk in the park. It's hard for the single parents, the parents with help from grandma and grandpa, the six-figure earners, and the self-made hustlers, because sacrifice doesn't discriminate and compromise comes with the territory. But even when life pulls, we're going to push through while making career moves and raising the leaders of tomorrow. We define our family dynamics in a way that works for us, achieving feats while planning family dinners, accomplishing wins while making big and small messes, and yet we still show ourselves grace. Because it isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. Our next guest, Erica Campbell, is a mother, wife, friend, singer, trailblazer, and woman of faith. And I just saw her at the Grammys. Hello, Erica Campbell.
Hi, love. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to have you here today. Pretty much almost every time I see you, you are speaking life over people or with people, whether it's in conversation or on stages. You are always so intentional about the things that cross the threshold of your mouth. Like, you do not play. Where did you learn that from?
Where did I learn to inspire and encourage people and always speak life? From my dad. Mm. My dad was a preacher whose ministry was mainly to the street dudes.
Yeah.
But he had this way, this super wonderful, charismatic way to reach young people. I remember being too young to be in the youth ministry because I was like little, but all the teenagers loved my dad. I just thought that was so amazing. So when it came my turn to touch people and reach people, I wanted to do the same thing.
Mm.
I wanted to move people, even as a kid. But, you know, as a kid, you don't realize that. I can put words to it now, but I didn't know
yes.
what it meant. And so I learned it from watching the people that I grew up around. I had some beautiful people. They were beautifully flawed. They yes. were honest with me. They never lied about the problems in life. And so seeing that and experiencing that, it inspired me. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And then go even further.
I want to know how watching your mom and the women in your life taught you and informed your perspective of having it all. Mm. What did you learn from them that mm-hmm. you put in your own life? And then also, you know, you're raising two beautiful girls.
Yeah.
What do you hope they take away from watching you
yeah.
about having it all? But first, let's start with what you learned from the women yes. that raised you.
What did I learn from the women that raised me? So much. I learned the good and the bad. I watched it all. So I watched some of them, and I mean this in all love. I watched some of them pour so much into the church that they forgot about themselves. I watched them pour so much into making sure that the church people and the people around them were okay with them. You know what I mean? Who don't say that they gonna think? Who don't say that they don't think? I heard that so much till something clicked inside of me. Said, I don't care what they think. Like, I care and I'll process it, but I gauge by my intentions. I saw my mom and my aunt be beautiful. I learned so much about femininity from these women. Sometimes their husbands were there in church. Sometimes they were not, you know, they dealt with all kinds of things, divorce, financial issues, and still they would come and still be on. Mm-hmm. They knew how to be on. They knew how to carry their mess. And when I love, what I love about my faith is I can, you say having it all. Yeah, I have it all, right? I have it all. I got the good and the bad. I got all the mess, but all the love. I got all the potential, but all the problems. I got all the dreams, but all the nightmares. You have it all. When you have it all, you got to sort it out. How do I sort this out? What do I do when and where? What is the right time? What is the right place? Right? Because it's all about balance and it's all about timing. And so when you have it all, you better take some time with it and go, okay, so now it's time for this. I tell people when I come home, I'm Erica Campbell, the mama and the wife. I don't bring that superstar stuff here. I left the Grammys yesterday and came home to make pasta for my kids. Because I was like, nope, we're not going out to eat. So while I'm coming off of the being on the red carpet and seeing all the people doing all the things, come home to be mom. So you have to balance all of that out.
I love the way that you broke it down. I've never heard it said like that. When did you learn that part of the journey? Like how to prioritize what needed your attention and then how to practice making sure that you were putting your priorities in the right order for you.
I didn't know that at first. So when I first started and we're freshly Mary, and I had Krista a few years in, I would take her with me, but I would almost neglect everything else. When I was gone, I was gone. I wasn't calling home. I wasn't checking. I was gone. But I realized they're both a blessing, right? Life and family is a blessing and the career is a blessing. And I don't believe that God gave me the career and then the family cancels it all out.
Yes.
You have to be in tune. You have to be listening to your heart. You have to pay attention to them. You know, you have to pay attention to if I come home and they're not running, mommy, something wrong.
Yes.
If my family don't feel it, I'm a public success and a private failure. And everything I accomplish is for who, for what, if I can't enjoy it with them. So from my husband to my children, my mom, I try my best. And like I said, I'm not the best at it. I've struggled. One of my friends, we were having a birthday party and she said, well, I just don't want you to miss my birthday this year again.
Wow.
I don't want a belated birthday wish 2-3 days later.
Wow.
I was like, you're right. And I'm sorry. There's something that I did some years ago and I maybe do it once a year. And that is writing a letter to myself with some tough talk, some tough love. Like, Erica, you're doing good. You accomplished this like you said you would, but you also said you were going to do this, 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 and you didn't. What are you going to do about it? What are you putting into place to keep your word to yourself?
So you talked about what you learned from your mom and you learned from watching the women in your life, but what do you want your girls in particular to learn about balancing work and family and life from watching you?
Raising girls is scary because the times are just so different.
Yeah.
There's so much information and so much coming at them. What I want them to know is that they are loved, valuable, and necessary. I say that to them on a regular basis. That they are gifted, that their confidence will come from what they think of themselves. And no matter how much I tell them, if you don't believe it, it won't be real for you. There's a richness that comes from believing in yourself that allows you to shine in a different way. You show up for the world in a different way. And so that's what I'm always trying to pour into them. And this is something that I share with my kids. We have original thoughts and then we have reactive thoughts. Yep. A lot of people confuse gift and purpose because a lot of their dreams are reactive. I had this dream because I saw somebody else. Now I want a piece of their dream and I want a piece of their dream. What did God give you? What is your original thought? I told my kids, when you wake up in the morning, I want you to spend some time with your original thought. Not, I want to do this because I saw this on TikTok. Not, I want to do this. You can be inspired by people, but what is originally there? What is the thing that you create that no one has seen yet? We spend so much time watching other people and not spending enough time with ourselves and with the world and creation. Sometimes go outside and sit in the grass and say, God, what do you want to say to me right now?
Yep.
Make space for the reactive creative and the original creative. Something that just dropped in your lap. Like, where did that come from? It's a God thought. Go with it, develop it, and then allow it to touch the world.
You are great and an icon and a legend. And just thank you for all that you do and all that you are. Thank you to Tina Meeks and Erica Campbell for bravely sharing how they manage the complexities that come with having it all. For all the women also who are trying to figure out how to have it all, remember that the first step is to define what having it all is for yourself. You got this. Wasn't that powerful?
thank you so much to our guests for joining us, to you for listening, and to Bounty, the quicker picker-upper, for sponsoring this episode. We'll see you next week live on radio or wherever you listen to podcasts.